This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 747, part 2, entitled Masculists Attack Fip Women Who Want to Be Fluffies Again. Carrying straight on. Most feminists are totally oblivious to the masculist idea that women oppress men worse than vice versa. So these women feel they have the right to be publicly misandrist, to trash men publicly, since they see men as oppressors, as morally inferior, so have no qualms being real feminine Nazis when it comes to men. Dubai conscious masculists, in brackets, that is, they've had both their feminist and their masculist consciousnesses raised, they are familiar with both sets of arguments, that is, masculist and feminist, and see clearly that gender oppression is a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress men worse, far worse, close brackets. So typically, when bi conscious masculists come across a monoconscious feminist, they bite her fucking head off, screaming at her to learn some masculism so that she loses her misandry, having her anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled by her female masculist anger at women for the far worse ways that women oppress men. But now we are seeing something new happening in gender politics. Now that millions of women have been in the workforce for decades, millions of women are experiencing what it's like to be a careerist, the way men have experienced it for centuries. So a lot of women now hate the daily grind of having to earn a living and have decided that the feminist push for female careerism was a lie. Now, a small army of women are making TikToks and YouTube shorts, complaining bitterly, often in tears, that they are burnt out and want to return to the kitchen to have some man work for them. Then such women run into a massive brick wall in the form of the masculists who scream at them in such terms as, dash, you women will get off your fat parasitic asses and fip up. You will bother to get career competent educations at high school and college so that you can be fips as adults. So that you don't become fluffies who expect to parasite off the labour and money of a man for decades of his life. You will fip up. You will pull your financial weight equally with men. You will behave as financially responsible adults. Or you will be effectively exterminated by being totally ignored by men, by masculisted men, who will, in capital letters, not tolerate a hated, parasitic, bloody, fluffy, end quote. Masculists anticipate that over the next 5 years or so, several million young women will suicide over the issue of not fipping up due to total, brutal rejection by young men of these women's fluffy expectations of men. As most men become masculisted, that is, learn masculist and MGTOW ideas, they will spit at young fluffies, seeing them as immoral vermin, to be exterminated, to be wiped off the face of the earth, to be forced to rot on the shelf, to die slow, miserable, lonely, manless deaths. This utter rejection on the part of young men will be so brutal that many young women will be driven to suicide. Most young women will see the masculist light and feel the enormous moral pressure on them coming from the masculist and won't dare to express fluffy opinions nor be fluffies, knowing that if they do, then the price they will pay will be so horrific that they'll strongly fear the consequences, so they will fib up. They will pour into the STEM fields, science, tech, engineering and math, and the professions, so they can't be labelled as fluffies by extremely angry and verbally violent masculisted young men in their high schools and colleges. Once there are enough maskless, the current and growing trend of fit women who want to become fluffies again will be snuffed out. Women are herd animals who are a lot more afraid of social rejection than men are. In the distant past, a woman who was cast out of the tribe did not survive, whereas a man was a lot more likely to, since he could hunt for himself and did not suffer as much psychologically by being cast out. When masculinized men put enormous moral pressure on women to fib up, women will find being totally rejected by men intolerable. So these women will adjust. But there remains the issue of, quote,
if all women are fips, who raises the children?
End quote. The masculists proposed the MCT, that's Mother Career Timeline, to allow women to be both fips and mothers. In the case of a 23-year-old upper middle class university trained woman who just got her master's degree, her MCT would go as follows. She works in her career competent profession for 3 years, getting experience and making contacts. During those 3 years, she marries and has her first kid at 26 and her second at 28 to fulfill her civic duty to have two kids so that society does not wipe itself out by having an average birth rate of less than 2.1 kids per woman. It's important that she has her two kids before the age of 30, since research shows that before that age, 10% of women already have fertility problems. When her second kid is off to kindergarten at age 4, she is 32. When she returns to her well-paid career, so as not to be a fluffy parasite of her husband. During the 6 years she is at home, looking full-time after the kids, the government pays her a maternity wage equal to what she was earning before the kids. This will create an enormous tax burden on a country, but it is the price a country must pay so as to not wipe itself out. Millions of couples do not accept having their family income halved by the mother staying at home looking after small kids, that they simply decide to have less than two kids, and often none at all. With the MCT, maskers feel they have the right to push women very hard to fip up and be mothers, so that men are not manslaved, not divorced, raped by hated, manslaving, divorce raping vermin fluffies whom the maskers aim to wipe out. So a strong warning to fit women who want to become fluffies again, dash, quote, if you do that, then you will risk being brutally rejected by the man in your life if he is a masculist. He will not tolerate you. He will spit in your face. He will viciously reject you. He will see you as a parasite, as morally, grossly inferior. He will be disgusted by you. And he will dump your ass, and so will bi-conscious society by both sexes. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskus tab for 740 plus Maskus essays and their videos. Close brackets. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators, Professor Hugo de Garis, dash. London Real. In brackets, see the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the masculine segment, close brackets, as well as Countdown to Extinction, how AI will exterminate mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 maskers videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name Degaris Maskers Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my maskers videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name Degaris Maskers Videos. That's four words. Ciao.